This is the RFD Livestock Report. I'm Rita Frazier. We're going to head to Adams County and say hello to Trevor Myers. Trevor, of course, farms with his father and grandfather, I believe, in Adams County. And a new cattle shed, a new cattle barn was put up on your place, and cattle are in that barn today. Kind of bring us up to speed on that facility.
Yeah, so we decided to go along with a new backgrounding barn. We were really happy with how our calves were doing and our cow-calf monoslope, and we decided to go ahead and come along with construction on a backgrounding barn, just bringing cattle in at 500 pounds and getting them up to about the 750-800-pound range. And, that's really what the plan for our facility is.
Now, will you be the primary manager, Trevor, of this barn?
Yes, that is primarily my responsibility. I've been fortunate to be kind of the main guy on all the legwork for the barn, putting together just the flow of the barn, the vet program, nutrition program, just kind of answering all the questions that have arose. And so that's going to be my new project going forward, is managing this barn.
So what are your hopes? You know, how do you see things playing out? What are your plans, and how do you see the new year?
We're really happy to have them indoors. Obviously, that's going to be a big thing for us, just being able to control their environment, being able to give quick vet med responses to any diseases that arise, being able to give them a balanced diet. We're really happy with the option that our new monoslope barn provides us with that. I'm really looking forward. I mean, have a lot of nights. Working with a lot of good people in the cattle industry. That's really what I'm looking forward to this coming year for me personally, just all the connections I've made getting this system put together. And everyone just seems to be very positive about the cattle markets coming into 2022, and we're hoping to keep that rolling.
Will this barn match with other aspects of your diversified farm overall?
Yeah, Rita, we're really looking forward to adding more value to our crops from our crop operation, being able to put a good portion of that through this backgrounding barn in terms of corn and alfalfa hay, and just being able to add a little more value to that, those products as well. We're going to be able to use cover crops as a forage crop. We've got about 250 acres of triticale sowed this past winter that we're planning to chop and use in this new backgrounding barn. That's kind of the main staple of their diet. Looking forward to also pairing it with our cow-calf monoslope barn that we built in 2019. We were really happy with that. It's being able to use both the winter herd and the fall herd, and being able to pair those cattle and that monoslope, and being able to add more value to them in this backgrounding barn as well. So really, we're tying all parts of our operation together in this one backgrounding barn.
And then you add on top of that the pandemic, the price of building materials, and you guys were building when probably no one else was. So how did that all shake out? Who built the building, and how'd you work through materials and building conditions?
The Longhorn confinement out of our monoslope in 2019 for the cow-calf barn, and we were really pleased with the work they'd done. So we decided to use their expertise again in the building of this backgrounding barn that we have. And we're very pleased with the designs and the ideas that they've come up with. They've been very helpful in terms of timeline, being very, very available. They knew that this came about really fast, too, working with us, our deadlines that we needed to hit. And then everybody, the people that helped drill the well and moving all the dirt, and everyone was very cooperative and ahead of schedule, and we couldn't be happy with that. So, yes, big thank you to Longhorn Confinement.
Trevor Myers in Adams County. This is the RFD Livestock Report.